pretty good illustration of Miami bass. Two Live Crew song, Throw That D. Right there in the lyrics is a great overview of what Miami bass is.
It's a brand new dance and it's coming your way. It was started in Miami, better get a DJ. Say some call it nasty, but that's not true. Just the only dance that you can do.
Music with a lot of bass.
Music to set your system on fire, basically.
This is Neil Case.
Otherwise known as the bass mechanic.
Neil is a sort of godfather of Miami bass. He's got long curly hair and a cool nonchalantness about him. Neil grew up in Jamaica working in reggae studios where he learned about how to pump up the bass in music. He got to Miami when he was a teenager and helped shape the Miami bass sound. At the time, audio technology was changing.
You had this drum machine coming out by Roland, which could actually make this amazing bass drum sound. Instead of getting like a thud from a bass drum like you normally would in a rock song or a funk song, you had this beautiful bass sound that went boom, boom. And the boom sounded best in a car.
One of his first runaway hits was a track he engineered, The Bass That Ate Miami by Megatron. Miami of the 80s, like today, was a car town. So people were driving around, listening to this. They'd set up in the parking lot outside skating rinks or on street corners and throw big parties. And car sound systems were getting a lot better and bigger.
It was like a chicken and egg kind of thing.
DJ Billy E, less well known as Bill Ocon, also produced a lot of hit Miami-based tracks. He and Neil Case have been working together since the early 90s. Billy E still has the sky blue van he bought with his first royalty check. But he didn't buy it just to drive around. He basically bought the van as a giant speaker. The sound system is about 500 times more powerful than what you probably have in your car. It moves a lot of air.
Sound pressure is really cool. You get up to a certain level, you almost feel like somebody grabs you by the spine and throws you up and down on the front seat.
I mean, can you break a window?
You can. People do it all the time.
In the van, there's a wall of speakers where the second row of seats should be. They're perfectly positioned so sound waves crash down on the front seat. The van is actually tuned for this, professionally, like a piano. My microphone, and probably the system you're listening to this on, can't even come close to capturing what this is like. It's this full body experience that shakes every bit of you. It makes every little nose hair dance around and tickle. It's hard to breathe, there's so much pressure, and it's thrilling. And while it is loud, it's more than that.
It's almost like going diving. It puts pressure on your eardrums.
But it doesn't feel like it hurts. High frequencies tend to be more painful than low bassy frequencies. Neil Case says Miami bass transformed music.
Before Miami bass came along, you know, they weren't bumping Jeeps in the Bronx. But after this whole period happened, it affected everything. You listen to country music, rock music, everything has so much more bass in it now.
Tonight, Neil Case and Billy E's bass van is going up against Nick Novak's Sound Tank. It's a mobile sound system with 4,000 watts of power, two amplifiers, three subwoofers, six middle tone woofers, and several high tone horns. It moves around on tracks like real tanks he saw growing up in Germany near a U.S. military base, where soldiers played Miami bass.
The motive of the tank really has to do with the experience of the omnipresence of war machinery, even in periods of peace.
Novak's not just in it for how loud his tank can get. It's also got a lot of aesthetic value. There's all these angles. It looks like something out of Star Wars, maybe.
And I think in terms of the sound system, I'm sure they're going to kill us in terms of the bass level. But we have a lot of sonic grenades with us.
But Novak hopes his tank from Germany will at least give Miami bass a run for its money. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.